Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So let's see. Are you giving books as gifts this holiday, or are you giving e-readers? In an age when more and more information comes digitized instead of on paper, is it any wonder publishers and libraries are facing upheaval? That word is in the headline, upheaval, that word, of a new article in The Nation, Upheaval at the New York Public Library. Scott Sherman wrote the article about something called the Central Library Plan that would make some pretty drastic changes in the main branch of the library, the famous one with the lions, and he joins us now. Welcome to WNYC, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Brian.
So this would move books out of the main branch and bring in more computers and people. Do I have that right?
Yes.
How?
The New York Public Library is planning on spending between $250 and $350 million on a colossal renovation of the main branch on 42nd Street. Underneath the Rose Reading Room, the famous Rose Reading Room on the third floor of the 42nd Street Library, are seven levels of stacks built in 1911 that hold 3 million books. NYPL intends to demolish those seven levels of stacks and take the books to a storage facility in Princeton, New Jersey. Some of the books will also go to a storage bin under Bryant Park. And in the middle of the building, with the stacks gone, the British architect Norman Foster will construct a modern computer library, a kind of library within a library. And as part of what the NYPL is calling the Central Library Plan, two major libraries in the system will disappear. Mid-Manhattan Library on 40th and 5th will be closed and sold. The Science, Industry, and Business Library on 34th Street will be closed and sold.
Now, in a way, those are the two main Midtown libraries that people actually use. The iconic one with the lions is there. I don't want to say for show, but elite research takes place there. Research scholars are there. Maybe people who are writing books get the privilege of using one of the writing rooms. But by and large, if you're a regular person and you're doing research at the New York Public Library and you're in Midtown, you're going to that mid-Manhattan branch pretty much just across the street, or you're going to that Science and Business Library on 34th Street, correct?
Brian, I would define the mission of the 42nd Street Library differently. It was built in 1911, and it's always been a haven not only for scholars but for lost souls, homeless people, unemployed individuals. The entire range of New York City residents have used that building as a haven for 100 years now.
And would it be less so under this renovation plan?
The piece I've just written for The Nation raises three questions about the Central Library Plan. The first is, will the renovation damage an iconic building that was constructed in 1911? Second question, will the renovation change the intellectual orientation of 42nd Street by turning a quiet research library into a noisy branch library? You can make the argument that they want to turn the place into a giant internet cafe. Third, should the 300 – the Central Library Plan may cost as much as $350 million. We should ask the question, should that money be spent instead on the 87 branch libraries, some of which lack toilet paper?
The New York Public Library, hearing that you would be on the show, sent us this statement, which I'm going to read. The New York Public Library is enthusiastically pursuing a system-wide major transformation plan, including the Central Library Project announced in 2008, which will house the biggest circulating library in the country and continue to serve our existing users with even better facilities. Any transformation requires difficult choices. Thus, we are working to ensure that we receive the advice, input, and reactions of all the library's constituents, staff, users, and trustees, unquote. And that's the central issue, how to make the demands and difficult choices between all the different constituents?
Brian, clearly the NYPL, the executives at the NYPL, want to put more computers in the 42nd Street building. That's fine. Sometimes you have to wait 40 minutes to use the internet there. But there is a way to put more computers in the building without destroying the stacks and removing 3 million books. There are plenty of half-empty rooms at 42nd Street. If you walk in, you'll see many rooms that are half-empty or fully empty.
Can you make a case for dedicating that much space to stacks as opposed to allowing more access? If they're moving those books out, I'm guessing they've come to the conclusion that people just aren't using those books.
The NYPL provided me with data about stack usage. I took that data to staff members, and they told me the figures were much too low. There are many, many people in New York City who don't know there were 3 million books in that building. When I started working on this piece in June, I assumed there were perhaps 1 million books in the building. It turns out there were 3 million books in the building. And I think many immigrants in New York City don't know that anyone could walk into the 42nd Street building, fill out a call slip, and get the book in 20 minutes if you're lucky.
Are you making a case against this or just pointing it up? And if you're making a case against it, what do you think a better alternative would be?
It's a reported piece with a streak of opinion within it, and I did 60 interviews in the course of 3 months. No one at the New York Public Library, let me repeat, no one at the New York Public Library has articulated a coherent reason why that building needs a $350 million renovation.
What do you think they think the reason is?
I think they think everybody's using e-books. I was interviewing a senior New York Public Library executive in her office about a month ago, and I said to her, is it really a good idea to remove 3 million books from this building and demolish stacks that were built in 1911? And she said, look, most of the books have already been digitized by Google. But she didn't finish the sentence. The reason she didn't finish the sentence is because Google Books was rejected by a judge. There may never be a Google Books deal. The New York Public Library simply cannot say, as of today, that people will be able to access those 3 million books via Google. The Google Books deal is in legal limbo.
Who's against this plan? Is it scholars who like having big empty rooms to themselves? I know you say you're talking on behalf of the general public, immigrants, even homeless people. But is anybody making noise against this plan?
Almost nothing has been written about it. The library has hardly talked about this. And now that the piece is out, I've received a tremendous amount of email from concerned citizens, and there needs to be a public discussion about this, and I think we're beginning to have one now.
This is why your piece is important, because you're raising into a higher profile an issue that hasn't very much been in the public discussion. And this plan is not a done deal, correct?
They've been very secretive about it. The president of the library, Tony Marks, told me that there was tremendous momentum toward it. In fact, the library got $100 million from the city capital fund in late June. But the final stamp of approval, according to the president of the library, has not yet been given.
So who makes the decision? Is it up to the Board of Trustees?
My reporting indicated that the NYPL is a trustee-driven institution. And yes, the trustees have an enormous amount of say.
And I guess we should mention for people who are confused by that, that it's kind of complex system of running the New York Public Library. We think of the branch system. We think of city council and the mayor having these debates every year over how much to add or cut funding for libraries. Will the branches be open on Saturdays? All of that. But when we're talking about this main branch, the iconic building with the lions, this is kind of a public-private partnership that's run by a private foundation's board of trustees?
There are 87 branch libraries in the New York Public Library System. Those branch libraries are mostly funded by the City of New York. There are four research libraries. The four research libraries are principally funded by private philanthropy and an endowment of $800 million.
And this is only under their control, this decision over what to do with the main branch, or could City Council and the mayor get into this fray?
I believe that Mayor Bloomberg and Speaker Quinn have been deeply involved in library policy.
And have they articulated a position on the issues that you're raising?
Not that I'm aware of. Not publicly.
So is that the next step that you would like to see come of the discussion that you're trying to start?
One of the things—
And we have 30 seconds left, so tell us where you hope this to go in the immediate future.
The library administration has operated with tremendous secrecy. I'd like to see a vigorous public debate about the future of the NYPL.
And including public figures who have not yet weighed in, public officials.
Yes.
All right. Scott Sherman raising these questions about the planned renovation for the main branch of the New York Public Library and the sale of the nearby Business and Industry Library and the Mid-Manhattan Library. Scott Sherman has this article in The Nation magazine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.